I was working with Esther, and when the tsunami happened, I felt so bad. I said, they're poor people. And they announced on television and the radio, anybody that has any kind of nursing training, caregivers, we need to come and help us with all these people to save them, we need medical attention. Anybody volunteer to come fly over here and help us? And I thought to myself, I wish I could go. I could go. I have the money to go. But Esther was already in hospice. I couldn't leave Esther by herself.
No.
And I couldn't go take off. And they needed help right away. So that night, the very night when they announced that, because it happened several days that people were lost, you know, that they didn't know what to do, you know, and they have enough help. So that night, I dreamt that I was walking in the mud with the tsunami thing, and I see this lady in a big hole of mud, and she said, help me, help me. And I took a stick and I gave it to her, and she couldn't hold on to it because she had fingers only up to her first knuckles.
Oh.
But it seemed like she might have been born like that because they were already like healed. And she couldn't grab onto the stick. And I remember saying, oh, sweetheart, I'll help you. So I went through the stick away and I dragged her with her arms and I pulled her, dragged her out of the mud.
Whoa.
And when she got out of the mud, she said, she hugged me and I hugged her and she cried and I was crying. And the next wave was coming in, the next wave. And the wave come, they suck the people back into the ocean. You know how the water works in the ocean, you know?
Yeah.
They come in and they soak and they're coming back in and throw it back and coming back again. And it goes like that, you know, back and forth. So I said, come on, let's hurry up. And further on, they had a lot of people. It was like a quicksand. They couldn't get out. And the harder they tried, they couldn't get out. So we took sticks and she could pull them then because the stick she couldn't grab onto, and her and I pulled more people onto the ground and moved more inland. And the water, you could hear the water in the ocean when it's very close, it sounds very loud. And it was still coming in and taking more people in, and the people they brought out, some of them were drowned, they couldn't move.
Oh.
And so we saved more people and we went out inland, and we pulled a lot of people, men, women, and all, children, we pulled them all in inland. And then I remember she looked like a Hawaiian lady, something like that. And she hugged me, and we were walking more inland, saving more people. Then I woke up. I said, my God, I went to the tsunami. I did. And I couldn't believe myself. I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was there. When I woke up, I heard it. I already dreamed. When I went to bed, I said, I wish I could be there to help them, but I can't. And I actually
went there.
It's like a out-of-body experience, something like that, because
yeah.
I went and helped people out. So I thought to myself, in the morning as I woke up, my God, I did help. I took out this lady. She was so proved that I was there because I remember... She didn't have fingers up to her first knuckles, and I helped her, and she hugged me.
I wonder if she's out there somewhere. Like, I wonder.
I don't know. You never know.
I wonder what the story is. Like you know, I hear these things, or people have dreams, and then later on they find out that person does exist, and they end up meeting or something like that.
Yeah.
You know. I wonder if there's someone out there that needed help, like
it could help. It could happen.
And maybe. Maybe it was someone else, or maybe you took over the body of someone else and helped her
out.
Or maybe it was just
she
was able to find a stick or something on her own or to get out of there, but your spirit kind of guided her to the stick or whatever it is.
It seemed like super strength.
Yeah.
I just pull them out because if when at that time a person is in a state of shock, we get super strong.
Yeah.
You hear stories of women lifting a car to save somebody?
Yeah.
You know, that really happens because we get super strong. And I help a lot of people pull them out. The men are so happy, like they were crying. I saved their lives. And I was there walking with them. I was all full of mud. And when I woke up, I said, my God, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
I really went.
So strong. I know. It's like so strong.
Yeah, and
you never told me this story?
Maybe not. No,
I don't think so.
Yeah, I told a lot of people.
I think you just told me that
Katrina.
That
I mean,
you had a dream.
9/11.
But you know, you told me about the tsunami, but you never went into detail.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I really
you
went.
You just told me that you had a dream about it.
Yeah.
But you didn't tell me.
So and the other one I had was.